Welcome, BBF callers, to the Wednesday program. You have questions, we have answers. Live with sources from Terry Brown, who channels the Elohim and Ra Ra On group. And this is Wednesday, February 6th. And we welcome you. And we are waiting for Wynn and Terry to arrive. This is Prudence in Asheville, North Carolina, filling in for Hyde. He had some business to attend to in Paradise. So I am helping him out.
You do that so well, Prudy.
Do I?
Do you do it a lot? Do you fill in a lot?
I have. Paradise got burned down by the fires. And so poor Hyde, fortunately his house was standing. But he did move. His car took a little bit of a melting. And he's moved, and he still has to go back and forth, though, to handle some, I don't know, insurance things. So I've been taking his place when he needs help, probably for the last 2 months, I think. And I fill in for him when he needs someone to fill in for him.
It is amazing. I heard news reports the whole town had burned down, and all of a sudden, you know, Hines is there, and his house didn't. So that's wonderful.
Yeah. So we had a caller join us. Welcome to the Wednesday program. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry Brown, welcome.
Hi there.
All right.
Hi, Terry. This is John in northern Minnesota.
Hi, John. Is that John Hunter?
That's right, yeah.
Hi.
I've been on for a while. Nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you. Good to hear yours.
You are the second caller so far, and
okay.
Everybody will come rolling in all at once, I'm certain.
Yes.
And BBS callers that are joining us, welcome to the Wednesday program with Terry Brown and Winfrey, where you can submit a question for the sources, the Elohim, and the Ra Ra On group. And I'm sure Wynn will give us that email address or site to submit your questions when he gets here. And this is Prudence in Asheville, North Carolina. Hi, welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. Thank you for joining us. We welcome all of our callers. Yeah, our weather down here has been very nice the last few days. A little bit too nice. It was about 70 today.
Wow.
And that's unusual for February.
Yeah. Very nice here in Sedona, too.
What is your temperature this time of year?
I think it's around between 50 and 60.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
We had two callers join us. Welcome to the Wednesday program. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hello.
Anybody else? Only if you want to. Thank you for joining us. And again, welcome to our BBS callers this Wednesday, February 6th, where you have an opportunity to submit questions to the sources, channeled through Terry Brown and Winfrey. Wynn holds the energy.
Yes, and he reads the question.
Yes, and he reads the question. He does a very good job. Speaking of which, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Who does a very good job?
You do.
And Prudy does.
You do. And Prudy does. Thank you for that. I'm getting used to it. I'm getting better at it, put it that way. And the other caller who joined us, would you like to say your name and location? but only if you want to. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
Hi, Wynn.
Today is Wednesday, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a chance for you to submit your questions. Wynn, can you repeat that website for the BBS callers to submit questions?
They don't submit it to the BBS website.
No, for the BBS callers that are listeners that are listening to us, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. For those of you out there that still would like to submit a question, you can submit them to intelligent-infinity.com. We had a few callers join us. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger.
Hey, Roger. Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
And again, we welcome our BBS callers or listeners if you are just joining us this Wednesday, February 6th. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. Thanks for joining us. Everybody's quiet.
One of the kinds of people that get our issues, that get real, seem to get really good results when people ask questions, are people that are having negative attacks.
Oh, yeah.
And asking a question brings our sources into your space. And it makes it harder for whatever is attacking you to continue. So you might keep that in mind, anyone that's having those kind of issues.
Very good point.
And one good way to keep the sources in your space is by coming into Whole Planet Healing every night.
I could get that number.
WholePlanetHealing.com. WholePlanetHealing.com.
Welcome to the next caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Dharmananda, Boulder Creek, California.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello. Hi, Prudy.
Hi.
Now, Shirley's never going to... Huh?
I think I better listen to BBS. I've got a lot of static on my phone.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope I haven't scared Shirley away.
I don't think so.
I don't think
Nature
so.
Girl.
She is funny.
She is funny. The whole point, you know, phone number, the conference dial-in number, for those of you listening, if you would like to grab a pen, that number is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250513#. Again, the number is 712-770-4340, participant code 250513#. And that would be Whole Planet Healing. That's wonderful. Great energy. What were you saying, Lynn?
I forget.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
That was. It was like a minute ago. No, 2 minutes ago. That's excusable. Welcome, BBS, out there to Wednesday, February 6th. Thank you for joining us for the Wednesday program with Terry Brown and Wynn Free. You have questions, we have answers. And this is Prudence in Asheville, North Carolina, filling in for Hive.
Okay.
All righty. You ready to get started, huh?
Yep.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes, this is Suzanne in Columbus.
Hello, Suzanne. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, great. Hi, everyone. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Suzanne.
This is Suzanne. Suzanne Reed,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is February 6th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. And we've called this Wednesday call. You've got questions, we've got answers. But I'm not sure I like that name. It sounds like you're supposed to give up your power. And like somebody's going to tell you what to do. And that's not the case. But in any case, this is the call where people submit questions and our sources answer them live on the call. And Terry, are you unmuted?
Yeah, I'm unmuted now.
Hey, that was record time. Good work.
Yeah.
And you're not ready, right?
No, I'm never ready because I don't know what they're going to say. You know, one time I asked them, I said, what are you going to say? And that was just a radio program we were on, and they said, we're going to make a big announcement, but we aren't going to tell you till we're on the air. And I go, oh, my God, you know, what are you going to say? We won't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And they can keep a secret. I mean, they can, you know, if a person, you know, would probably think it, and then you could kind of pick it up, but, you know, you can't read their mind. Anyway, I show up.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Oh, we are recording. We can start, huh?
Yep.
So we start with an invocation to create a protected space. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted. Light in. I'm just, I was just muting all the chimes, which Prudence did, but I didn't know she did it.
Okay.
We ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. When we move into your dimension, things slow down. The time goes very slowly. And we see snow in Missouri. And we see cold in New York. And we see, we are looking at the snow falling. There are many different areas within Earth, and we focus directly upon each and every caller, every listener, whether they're on DBS radio or whether they're on the phone line. And we give you a warm greeting. We are happy to be with you. If we ever say anything that doesn't make complete sense or resonate with you, then disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. Some people ask a question and other people ask the same question, the same answer. The answer may not apply to you, even though your question is the same. Do you have questions?
Yes. I would like to ask a general question about asking questions. And we've had all kinds of questions asked on this call. Everything from very deep esoteric understandings to personal challenges that people are going through. And can you share a little bit the value of different kinds of questions? And of course, it's probably not a simple answer, because for different people, there's different values. But I thought that we'd just give it a try and see.
Well, there is the case value of the question and seeing how you can apply the answer, if at all, to your particular situation. And then there is the deeper energy and support that we can give in your situation to help create synchronicities, to help rewrite matter if warranted, to help you to bring about the situation you wish to bring about if it is for the highest good and if your intention is high enough for it to happen. There is the future trap where you can then access us more easily on your own. So those are three areas there.
Thank you. On our Sunday call, this last Sunday call, Terry said something happened that had never happened before, and that she found herself, I'll put it in the way that I remember and understood it when she said it, she found herself in your process, flowing with your process, where she was seeing equations and geometries, and having a brief scratching the surface of how matter gets rearranged from your level. Could you explain any more about that?
Everything is put together in accordance with spinning energies and equations with tetrahedrons and different geometrical shapes where there are different energies interfacing to create the particular reality we are looking into. This sometimes can be rewritten depending upon the person's intention and desire and whether it is for the highest good, and that all parties are expressing free will that are involved. We tried when Terry first channeled to talk to her with equations and geometries. However, our mind is so much broader that she was and it was for her cryptic, and she there's not a good way to translate it, and it goes too fast to be recorded in normal everyday thought of a person in the third density. So we see that Terry is more open now, and she is able to look deeper into things. We are capable of very much more than funneling down to the limitations of the third density in our speaking with you. The Terry is opening up more, and be patient with her as there are many more focal points. We take not into account just the focal points of the individual, but will be interfacing with his environment, and all of the interfacing with his body, and all of the interfacing with his world, and we take all that into account at the same time, which the mono mind of the human needs to open up quite a lot to be able to even see as far as Terry is seeing.
Could you just give an example of how tetrahedron is used from your perspective? How things are connected? I assume there's tetrahedrons, there's triangles, there's, you know, various geometric shapes. Some of them are three-dimensional, some of them are two-dimensional. And could you give more of an idea of how they actually interface those shapes?
In the first place, it is not a state. It's something that is in stasis. It is moving. It is moving very rapidly as thoughts interface with the body and trigger chemical reactions within the body, and they take ever so briefly the form of a triangle, or ever so briefly the form of a tetrahedron, or a series of the tetrahedrons or molecular structures that go together, but then interfacing with the energies of the the connection with the stars, even it's all to be considered in the final result, moment by minute, with the individual, and it may be a triangular structure appended onto a geometrical structure to create the particular thought form. And it is moving faster than the speed of thought. And when you rewrite it, it needs to interface smoothly and gradually, but fast. So there's no jarring. And that it can smoothly transition from a broken leg to a healed leg, and take all of the parts that aren't interfacing properly and tune in them gradually and speed it up so that it happens fast. And it's in movement. Everything is in motion. That's a little bit about it.
If we think of a geometric form, let's suppose we put a triangle coming off of our third eye. Does that create any movement of energy?
It's so slow. If you create a geometric thing in the mind, but, you know, just even the amount of time to do it is many creations have passed through in the meantime.
Thank you. And one more question for me. And that is, hang on. Many people are talking about something which is referred to as the event. But they're never quite specific about what that is. But they bring it up over and over again. I wanted to ask you, is there some kind of pending event that's going to happen that will stop the world in its tracks? Is that going to be something that's a natural occurrence if it happens? Or is it going to be something that's a negative uses to get everyone's attention if that's the case? Can you address that? Thank you.
Everything is occurring in the now. Nothing is going to bring everything to an end. But you have many, many motions contributing to the final ultimate motion. And there tends to be thoughts or pre-lead through into something that might be happening. People are not specific because they do not have what they think that it will be. They're going by a feeling of uneasiness, like something is bound to happen. There are some events that have to some degree started. You're breathing in the phone. Some events have started, but may not be continued. For instance, there are energies moving along the west coast of America with the two plates moving, flipping, sliding side by side, which periodically have a big jump that creates an event. However, that is one small event compared to many different events. You probably wouldn't think of it as small, perhaps. But we see that every century, at the turn of the century, the populace is very nervous about this and think there may be an event. That is our answer.
Thank you. How about an event like a false thing of spaceships landing? I don't think that would be positive. Or a false thing of Jesus appearing?
There are some conjectures that this may be created, and if it was advantageous to some group or other, they might stage an event like that. These are staged events. These are events that are created by mankind. And there are many rumors, and rumors are rumors.
Okay, let me go to Edna's question, formerly known as Edna. I would like to ask the sources how to develop the eyes to see beyond what I see in this third dimension. How can I see the souls that are around me and want to be helped?
Thank you. The souls have their own vibration, and the vibration of the soul is beyond the general perceptive range of the majority of people. Sometimes if you defocus your eye, you can see people's auras and their colors and get a sense of what they're asking and how they need to be guided. Sorry, we went out of channeling when you were reading in the phone just now. give us we'll get it back.
I moved the microphone further from my mouth.
Okay.
So.
As you get more, the ability to kind of back up and look and see vibrations that are not normally seen, to see outside of the range of human perception, to see higher frequencies. As you get the experience of this, you would be able to then be able to contact souls that are crossed over or in the higher range of frequencies. Along with this, something else will come, and that will be the ability to communicate with them and to hear what they are asking.
Now, Terry seems to have that ability, yes?
Yes. Terry does have that ability. Yes.
But I don't think does she see these beings, or does she sense them?
Seeing is not with the eyes. That is another factor. The pineal gland has some of the same structure as the human eye does, and the pineal gland can be focused on higher frequencies and can bring in remote locations, viewing scenes. Does Terry see or sense? It's sort of a knowing that it's connection with the energy, with the soul energy, and a relay of information.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Nick in Perth, Australia.
Yes, Nick. Yes, Nick.
Nick. Thank you all. Okay, blessings be for all. My first question is about my friend Nora Davis from Perth, who passed, and she has moved on safety now. And can you... Now, he's mixed up his words here.
We can censor love light for you to revivify her energies and confidence, and that she is doing well and she can begin to learn how to move on the other side, and we can give her some strength.
Thank you. And I think that's what he wanted. Secondly, he asks, I know divine beings are trying to work with me and teach me to use my gifts and serve the light. And I want to learn and serve. As you know, the negative are also trying to confuse, distract, and destroy me. You did some work with that negative entity in the past. Can you help me again now to get rid of it or move it on, as it is so disruptive in my life? I want to ask also about my gifts and what they are and how to better use them to have greater impact and service to the light.
Thank you. We say to the negative force, you will be much happier to move on
and some of the problems you are having now will disappear when you are able to take control of your own life. It seems very hard to make the jump over and not rely on another, right, to be dependent and codependent and get energy from them. That seems like an answer, but there is so much more wonderful waiting for you to make the leap and to move on. Give us a moment. We wish to move the question about your gifts to another side as we are still to another time, as we are still working with the other game.
Thank you. If somebody's listening, this is my question. And how can somebody determine that they have a negative being that's influencing them?
They may not be able to determine right away. However, for instance, if they hear a voice in their mind, like as if maybe somebody's talking to them or something, it may not be them. It may not be even their thought. That is one thing to look at.
Thank you. This is from Abby in Marengo Valley. I am in my 70s, and I am pretty sure I am a wanderer. I have an intense desire to be of service, and I've committed to various projects to make my contribution, including facilitating community events in my area to bring in speakers who have important things to share. Now I am overwhelmed with responsibilities, which I'm not used to taking on, and I'm getting dispersed. How can I deal with this dilemma?
You might see if you have a buddy that can help you, that you can delegate some of this work.
Is that your total answer?
We do see that it is very dispersing to be able to take the telephone calls and to be able to answer the emails and be able to arrange the space and to work with the building you are building. I mean, you are doing a number of things in a lot of different directions. So if you can delegate some of this to another, or even if you can't, to departmentalize it. Now I'm going to work on emails, and I'm going to shut everything else out of my life, and then the telephone rings, and so I'll just answer the telephone. It needs to be answered, and then they're saying, you know, what about this and that, and I want to come, and I want to get an email, and when is the event? And it's like pretty soon you are dispersed over a lot of different areas trying to keep up, and it is like this, the dog, and you're hanging on to the tail. So, if you could make time, you know, and put a thing on your answer machine or something, that you were going to take calls between 1 and 4, or try to put a block of time when you work on one thing until you can finish something.
Thank you. That's a good idea. Next question here is from CJ. Thank you very much for your advice last week. It has given me moral support to continue to investigate the issues, and it is really helpful to have a base to work from. Following on from my question, can you give me some idea which nutrients and minerals I am lacking? And are there any other underlying issues that I need to be aware of? Thank you again.
You might see if you can get a hair analysis that will tell you, and follow the directions for submitting the hair analysis. If you can submit a hair analysis and get your minerals checked, see if there is a toxic lead or anything that is an overabundance of aluminum, or if you can actually get a physical reading on where do your minerals stand and what is lacking. Sometimes some of the things you get in a blood test will tell you too, how balanced your white cells and your red cells, and because if they're really balanced, you can get a lot of energy. Yes, we need to get readings on where your body is at that can tell you something important.
Thank you. Is hair analysis good for other things besides minerals? In other words, can you do a hair analysis and have it say, I need more vitamin C, or I need more vitamin D3?
It will let you know if there's some toxic minerals or toxic items in your body and minerals that are lacking, copper, manganese, phosphorus. It is more along that line. We do recommend a good natural vitamin C, some every day, because the body tends to burn up the vitamin C levels. Salt is important to get some, as it creates hydrochloric acid, which helps digest your food, which gives you further nutrients. Good digestive tract is good. D-nanos is good to wash out toxins from your body.
Is that for men and women?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is from David Wilkes. In the mid-80s, I was driving on the highway in Livermore. I was passing a bigwig 18-wheeler, and a voice inside my head said, don't pass him, back off, the tire's going to come off. I backed off, and then 3 seconds later, the tire came off. Whose voice was this?
You have a guardian angel. There are guardian angels which watch over people. There was another woman in California who a voice said, back off and pull off the road. And she did, and the car came off a truck just then. And she avoided an accident because of that. So listen to your angels. Listen to your guides. You have some very good guides.
Thank you. Next question. You know, there is a lot of anticipation about Donald Trump and what he's doing and his intentions to shift certain negative patterns. Is he able to operate without the fear of huge negative obstacles sabotaging him, as they did with... He does. With Kennedy.
He always has that fear. He knows, he's aware of that fear. With the wall, he is coming against the drug cartels who are bringing in drugs into this country, which is taking the moral ethicalness of many people. They're compromising it. Many people, and they do. Many people do not want the drugs to be stopped. Trump wishes to stop the drugs coming into the country. He has taken on a lot to attempt to stop drug trafficking. Well, those are that's one of the main issues here. Rome was eventually destroyed by the people from the north wishing to have a life like the people in Rome, and they stormed Rome, coming in and attempted to take their wealth, attempted to move into their lifestyle. For a while, Rome could handle it and absorb them, but after a while, it overcame Rome.
Okay. I think we've covered our questions for tonight. And anything else you would like to share with us?
Please. Sense of protection to give it to Nick and to all people on the call, and thank Prudence for her work and participation. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have 3 minutes here. And I think in these 3 minutes, I am going to see. Hang on here. I think I'll play a song that I wrote years ago. I don't think I've ever played this one.
I got this hurt inside. I tried to lay on you. Spoke the same old words of love, but the feelings were weren't true. And though you made me feel good for a little while, that hurt came back again. Just another case of recycled pain. Just another case of recycled pain. It's another case of recycled pain. Yes, I have been blaming you for these feelings that I had. Yes, I had been naming you responsible for all the bad. Shifting responsibility, temporarily easing my shame. Just another case of recycled pain. It's another case of recycled pain. Just another case of recycled pain.
Unmuted.
That
okay.
Was beautiful. That was beautiful.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah, you're brilliant.
Oh, thank you. All right. Hope
really
I'm hearing.
Your conference recording has stopped. Goodbye.